This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Shot clock down to 5 for Smart. Back out to Tatum. Sidestep 3, tough shot and splashdown!
It's You Better You Bet with Ken Barkley and Nick Ashew on BetQL.
We'll talk to John Heyman in about 20 minutes. Deep dive into the Heisman favorites and not so many favorites, with Ken going at least 30 names deep, maybe more. So just sit back and take notes, because he's got quite a few we're going to get through next hour as well. Nick Ashew, Ken Barkley, You Better You Bet. So we've gotten through at least one team. Went a little long as we got into the MVP, and then
as we're wont to do sometimes.
As it does. Well, you talked about NBA MVP, and I said, well, hold on. I got quite a few things I need to say about this. But you like the over on the Pelicans this year. I'm certainly with you there. I think the Pelicans are going to be a much better team this year. So much rides on Zion Williamson and what his season looks like, what his health is like, what his weight is like. That matters. Now, he has a weight clause, so hopefully he lives up to that, and that motivates him to not eat so much of the great food down there in New Orleans and focus on the long-term effects of his career. Now, my three teams, I'll start with one. They're not as sexy as the Pelicans, but they are teams that I really either love the over or love the under. And I talked about this team when we went through all the win totals. When they
your list is gruesome, by the way. I've seen your list. It is gross.
A win. I am here to help. That is what this is about. It is not about – listen, I've got a show that is non-betting, and I can talk about all the main important stuff with that, and I'll never talk about this team right here.
Sure.
But I will talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers – in this sense, because I love them over 41.5 wins. They won 44 last year, and this is a team that is – I really do see the Cavs taking – with the way that they surprised everybody. They doubled their win total from 2 years ago to last year, 22-44. So completely unexpected. I think their total going into the season, they opened at 33.5 before last season, completely exceeding that. And also, they weren't healthy for half of the year. I mean, they were missing guys left and right, from losing Ricky Rubio, who they now re-signed, by the way, who has a great, great level of chemistry and efficiency with Darius Garland in the backcourt. They play really well together. Ricky Rubio was an incredibly underrated addition to that team last year. He ran the offense, got people involved, veteran leadership. He's a great playmaker. It worked well for that team. But when you've got Evan Mobley and you've got Jared Allen, I mean, Mobley's going to be Defensive Player of the Year. It might even be next year. I mean, he's that good defensively for them. But, you know, he can go out there and he can score. They have so much young talent on this team. Caris LeVert, who is now may even not start for them at this point. Colin Sexton's going to be back unless they trade him. So they've got depth. They've got scoring and talent that might even be coming off the bench for them. They've added some, you know, defensive presence. I know Robin Lopez isn't a big deal, but Robin Lopez coming off your bench and getting you some spot minutes and playing defense, like, that helps. Kevin Love is coming off the bench for you. Lauri Markkanen is a stretch four for you that can go out there and at least score. They've got defensive players, playmakers. They've got scorers. They've got all of the things that you could ask for to balance a team. Now, do I think that the Cavs are going to be the best team in the Eastern Conference? No, I don't see them going that far. But for them to win 44 games last year when, you know, Ricky Rubio misses a ton of time, Caris LeVert, after they traded for him, missed a bunch of time. You know, Jared Allen was out. Everybody was injured at some point, it felt like, on this team, and they found a way to overcome all that. And they're young, and there's still very low expectations on that team. JB Bickerstaff is proving to be a really, really good coach, and I think this is a team right here that's ready to take that next jump. I'm really surprised that their win total is set at just 41.5. I love the over on that. I mean, it's clearly juiced to the over. I don't think there's, that's not, shouldn't really be a surprise to anybody. I mean, it's, yeah, so it's minus 124 for the over, under is minus 105. So like, yeah, at some point that number might move a little bit to maybe 42.5 and you'll kind of change the prices a little bit. But in reality, I just really like this Cavs team, what they've built. They're ahead of schedule, and those teams that are ahead of schedule tend to kind of stay on that pace, especially when they're young and there's not a lot of expectations on them.
Yeah, I agree with almost everything you said. I may end up with an over ticket on them too, especially if it stays at 41.5. That's down from what it opened at in a couple other places too. 42.5 in a few other places, now 41.5 at Bet Rivers. So kind of, I was kind of interested. That was one I was like, I'll be curious if other people agree with us. And if that's the first move, what's the first move when it opens, when like the stone opener comes out? And it was kind of, it was down, stay the same, which I thought was kind of interesting because the thought maybe is the bottom of the East is better. Like Detroit's probably better. Orlando's probably better. Okay. But like, still 41.5 is not a crazy bar to clear for them. Most important thing for them is just like, what's Mobley's year two leap? Like, what does that look like? Was not the most positive on-court productive player last year, showed a ton of flashes and was excellent defensively. Can the offense match that? Or if it doesn't, again, another guy, we talked about Herb Jones, like Evan Mobley probably should be in a part of his career, even starting next year, where he gets like second team all defense votes. Like that should probably be like something that starts next year. Yeah. It almost could have started this past year. And obviously it's the tandem of him and Jared Allen too playing together is part of what created that. But just like a really important, like Garland made the leap. He's an all-star player. He was by such a large margin their most important on-court player last year. Not even close. He good. He doesn't need to make another leap. He's good. Yeah. Just like, can Mobley make the leap to match him basically? And that's when you really kind of start cooking with gas basically, where like you're talking about maybe 45, 48 wins for them. If that happens, my next team, I wrote down four. No, whatever. I like the Celtics under still. So I'll do that here. I am not saying the Celtics are going to be bad. That is definitely not what I'm going to say, but for a team that won 51 games last year, and I know their expectation was much higher than that because they blew out a ton of teams. I think they won more games by 20 plus points than like the next three teams in the league combined, basically. They still only actually won 51. Win total is 55.5. You're going to be like, well, like everyone's back. Like the defense is going to be amazing again. Is it? Gallinari's playing 20 minutes a game and Brogdon's playing 25 minutes a game. Defense is going to be as good as it was last year. We don't know that. Also, the division is like weirdly better in like a really specific way. So like they played the Nets a lot when the Nets didn't have anybody. Like that happened a lot in the regular season. The Knicks are going to be much better. The Raptors are still going to be very good. The Sixers are going to be even better. Like it's kind of tough and they could still have the best record, but like the idea that this team is like three wins clear of everyone else, it's much more likely that they're actually also in the 50.5 to 52.5 window as opposed to 55.5 where everyone else sits. Basically, it's just like they're, again, what is the implication of this number? The implication of this number is best team in the league by far. That's the implication of this number. Totally disagree with that. It's much more like one of the best teams in the league, or maybe like the third to fifth best team in the league, like which would be awesome for them, by the way. Like they don't have to be the best team in the league this year to justify sort of like their existence or the money that they spent or the trades that they made. So I still think it's a number that's like two wins too high. I would make it more like 52.5, 53.5, and it's not. I think the implication is incorrect about what they're going to be this year. I like their under.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And especially with some improved teams in the Eastern Conference, that might make it a little tougher to get to that number. But you only had one team even win 53 games, and that was the Heat last year in the East. And then, yeah, what, second, third, and fourth seeds all with 51 wins. So it was much more spread out in the East. Though I can see the
super healthy too. I can see them super healthy. Yeah. Celtics missed no games last year, basically, compared to every other team.
Yeah. Now, they did improve everything they needed to improve this offseason without having any real losses on the roster. So that certainly helps them a ton. I don't think they're stupid enough to trade for Kevin Durant, but you're right. It's when you implicate them being the best team by far, I think there's some other, a healthy Milwaukee may have something to say about that. The Suns did win 64 games last year. The Warriors, if they're more healthy the entire year, I mean, who knows where they could be. So there's that group of teams. So I'm with you there. Although I do really love the Celtics this year. I think they can get back to the finals. My second team, again, I said this is not going to be sexy, but we'll just have to deal with it because a win is a win and it doesn't really matter. Give me the under on the Houston Rockets, under 23.5. They won 20 games last year, and 23.5, that's actually bigger than the average age of this roster. They are so young. It's all young guys. All of them love to shoot the basketball. None of them have any real strong efficiency numbers right now. They just want to go get your buckets. They're going to lose so many games in Houston. Now, they'll be fun. I'm going to like watching that team. You throw in Jabari Smith into the mix, the number three overall pick. Great. But he's going to have to fight for shots with Jalen Green, who is going to want to shoot 30 shots a game whenever he's out there. He missed a bunch of time last year, but he sucks the ball in as much as he possibly can. Kevin Porter Jr. likes to go out and take as many shots as he can. Chemistry with all these young guys is going to be a real, real problem. They will be one of those league pass teams where you go, oh, the Rockets are on. They're down by 20, but I'd like to watch this whole young backcourt anyway. That's fine. In the end, I love them winning at least. Look, 23 games or fewer. That's all that it has to be to hit the under on there. So give me the under 23.5 for the Rockets this year.
Yeah, love it. We were going to have the same team as our third, so I'll call an audible. You can take. We both like the Wizards under. You can take you're Mr. Wizards. You can take the Wizards for.
That's fine.
Don't
call me that.
This exercise. Yeah.
I don't cover that team anymore.
Off camera, that's all I call you, Mr. Wizards. That's this guy right here.
I've been called worse, so you know.
Have you? Let's see how bad they are this year. The other team that I could take the under on, it's those two teams. These teams that are fun to target are teams where the market's like, well, they're going to be bad, but like maybe they'll still try hard. In baseball, it's like the 75 to 80 win totals. It's like teams are usually at one extreme or the other. They're either in or they bottom out. Like they rarely finish with like 40 wins. And there are two teams in the East that fit this description. I like the under on both. Washington is one and the Charlotte Hornets are the other one. Their win total is 36.5. It was 38.5 last year. Their best player is apparently a terrible person and is in a lot of trouble and won't play for the team this year. Yeah. Their second best player is LaMelo Ball, who it would seem unlikely would get along with their new head coach, who is Steve Clifford. Okay, maybe that works. Maybe it doesn't. Gordon Hayward is probably the next best player on the team. How healthy is he? Then you start getting into kind of like the role players and whether they can take a step forward. They have very few upside type guys on their team. I guess PJ Washington could be one. He's a really productive on-court player. I don't know. I guess James Booknight, who they took in the lottery, could be another one. But like this is what hinges on them going over. Like both those guys probably have to be much better for them to go over a number like this. Again, with their most productive on-court player, like literally not being a part of the team anymore. So I do like their under, and just under on Charlotte always feels right anyway. So you want to do a minute on the Wizards?
All right. Yeah, I know we got to go quick. The Wizards don't need more than a minute anyway. Under 34.5 wins on the Wizards. They won 35 games last year. You're counting on Kristaps Porzingis to be healthy the entire year. Bradley Beal to not be upset that the team isn't winning, and that ruins the chemistry because he will complain to the media even though he takes the bag every single year and then pretends it's about winning. Denny Avdija is a guy that's going to be in your starting lineup. Great playmaker, great defensive player, but still really, really raw. Rui Hachimura, inconsistent. I like that they added Monte Morris, and you know they've got Daniel Gafford in there to man the middle a little bit. There's just nothing on this roster. It's a collection of – some solid role players and a good number two at best in Bradley Beal. The Wizards constantly spin their wheels in the mud of NBA purgatory and never get to that next level. There's going to be improved teams in the Eastern Conference, and that's going to make it harder for the Wizards to surpass 35 wins. So give me the Wizards under 34.5 wins. That's the third one that I feel good about. We're going to talk to John Heyman next, get into a little bit of baseball. What's going on with the Yankees? Are they done? Should they be panicking? Everything next. It's You Better You Bet on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.